you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Dive. I knew what day it was, sort of.
Fuck your Judeo-Christian white calendar.
You and your bourgeois orders. We're going to be here. What am I doing? Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. I don't know. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. If you're listening live, it's a few minutes after 5 if your holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network internet radio type thing, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast. As a podcast.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Oh, yeah. It's outside of Chicago as a podcast, y'all. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, where all the cool kids hang out. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking on the bullshittery, assholery, dickwatery, and general stinkiness of the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name is General Stinkiness.
General Stinkiness.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. God, fuck the right, really, honestly. What? I don't even know what's going on in the news, but I'm going to make a prediction.
Oh, there's plenty.
Trump.
Yeah, you know, there's some Trumpitude going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Trumpitude.
Still, apparently they're going to make the number one. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have yet to get my yearly haircut. And
we got to put this shit on.
I'm tying my stupid
Periscope
bandana around my head so that
it's a blue bandana.
My hair doesn't get caught in the stupid.
Are you a Blood or a Crip? A Crip, obviously.
Whatever is not going to get me shot in this neighborhood. Whatever color I need.
Is that where
I don't leave the house with this thing on? Yes. Are you kidding? I look like I should.
You live in California, motherfucker.
I should have meth teeth.
Why?
With this on?
Everybody who has a bandana on their head is also a meth addict.
Yeah, but look at
it's
me.
It's a fashion
I'm
statement.
I'm built like a fucking stick insect.
You know what? It's called a walking stick bug. We had those all over in Florida.
Really?
Don't you have a relation, someone you're close to, that has claimed that they claimed that they started the fashion trend of tying a bandana around their wrist.
Possibly.
That's not possible. There's nothing possible about that. Nobody took fabric. No one can take credit for tying a piece of fabric around any appendage and say they started it. That's impossible.
What about purple lame around your ball sack?
I guarantee you some fucking pirate in the 1400s.
Within a block of us right now,
yeah,
in this neighborhood,
dude.
There's 8 people with purple lame ball sacks.
Nobody
right
started
now.
That. That fashion trend.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. Communicate with us if you're listening live this May the 24th between 2 and 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. We're at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, Facebook on Crab Diving. Crab Diving on Facebook, and all kinds of stuff going on there. We put some of the stories we talk about, some of the pictures and memes and shit, and all the other stuff. Memes.
Memes.
I'll do your line.
Yeah, I'm trying to compose a fucking work email. I need a word. Oh, access. I'm going to use the word access.
Okay. Excess or access?
No, access. Come on. Can't you read my mind?
I'll pass on that novel.
It's written in Braille.
All kinds of stuff going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to the real depths of the sewer of right-holery, we're going to see what's going on the headlines. You know, if you're new listeners, thanks. Hey, a lot of people are listening. A lot of people are spreading the crabs and downloading us and shit, and we appreciate the hell out of it. Thank you all for downloading us, et cetera, and spreading the crabs and leaving your good reviews and stuff. Retweeting. We always like to get retwiddled. We like to, for those of you that are new, we like to be fair and balanced here. And we offer the headlines from the Huffington Post. And then we dial the calendars back a couple of centuries to see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Just to be fair and balanced, of course, not to make fun of the idiot. I mean, of the people over at the Drudge Report. But here is Sarah Palin taking us into the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios high atop the crab diving tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 24th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
I wasn't sure if you were going to join us for that one. These are your headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete. Fuck you, boy.
Huffington the Post.
Eat my dick!
Surprisingly not the headline over at the HuffPo, but somebody who would say that. It's a picture of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, he would totally say that.
And it says, another Trump whopper.
You know what? He can eat my dick. Tell him that. The premier of France.
On self-funding. Donald Trump's breathtaking flip-flop on self-funding. He railed against his rivals, according to the Huffington Post, for being bought by special interests. You heard him the whole time during his campaign. I'm paying for my own campaign here. Nobody's influencing me.
Oh, boy. What does he want? Does he want a gold fucking star or something?
And then you heard the Trumpalos, especially that one that famously took on poor Ted Lee Cruz. Cruz stupidly went and walked up to a bunch of people waving Make America Great Again signs at some event. And
would you go up to those people?
No.
Fuck no, I don't want to get shot.
Not on the street, not in the nowhere.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
And
you'd fuck a goat, Ted. So, shut the fuck up, you fucking perv.
So Ted slithered over to this group, and we played the clips here on Crab Diving, or go to crabdiving.com for old episodes of this.
Yeah, let's
wonderful
do our past
pearl.
Shit, good.
So Ted Cruz was talking to this guy, and this guy was having none of it. And Ted Cruz was saying, well, you know, I really think that we should. And the guy's like, Lion Ted.
People are fucking assholes, dude. They're straight up fucking assholes.
One of the big giant issues that the moron could think of that he said to Lion Ted right away was, oh, are you self-funding? Are you self-funding? And that even wasn't all that accurate. We find out later that Trump was accepting smaller donations. It just was these
with like, his tiny little baby giant, fucking hands.
Yeah, these big giant super PACs and shit he wasn't doing. But now he is, and that's the whole point of this story over at the HuffPo, is that he's now running around lavishing the old gray-haired ball sacks of these gazillionaires because he needs money. He wants to raise money for not only his campaign, but also for the whole GOP. Trickle down bullshit.
I'm surprised he gives a shit about the rest of the GOP.
Well, I mean, he promised that he knows he needs the GOP now
to win
because he can't. Yeah, he doesn't have $1 billion that he could send over to the RNC to help his campaign and the rest of them. So,
you know, he wants to quit so bad. You know,
he wants to be president.
It looks miserable.
He's tired. He hasn't been able to fly down to Hot Chick Island.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Is he out of his mind?
So Trump says on Monday met privately with the owner of the New York Jets. the doubly named after a penis, Woody Johnson.
Hey, Woody. Don't they suck, the Jets? Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson.
I know.
I mean, ridiculous. Would you go for that?
I wish my name was Woody Johnson. That would be awesome.
I wish I had Woody Johnson's money, or a little bit of it at least.
He owns the Jets.
Much. I don't need that much money. Yeah, he owns the Jets.
They suck.
I know. I just committed heresy.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean you don't need that much money? You're a commie mincing lib.
Yeah, taker.
I still want to see that. I got to write that down. I want to see that new Michael Moore movie that's out where he goes to around Europe and talks to people there about how horrible it is to have those high taxes and all those, you know, free healthcare all that free college and shit.
Right. And you can take a train everywhere. You don't need a fucking
fast
car, man.
Fucking trains everywhere.
They have mandatory vacation.
Exactly.
They beat you if you don't go somewhere and relax and read a fucking book and look at the ocean.
And in Spain, they still have the goddamn siesta in the middle of the day. I mean, that was one of the big complaints. Oh. And they recently were talking about maybe getting rid of it because corporations are like, well, this is just too far. People taking a couple hours off in the middle of the day. What's wrong with them?
Look at these people.
How are we going to profit off of
those?
They're
too fucking happy. Beat them. Yeah. Beat them.
We can have 2 more hours of dronage.
Yeah, fuck everyone.
And there was an uproar. Like, the Spaniards are like, we're not going to, we're not putting up with that bullshit.
They said chingate?
Well, that's fuck you in Spanish.
Oh, I love that.
Chingate,
coño. That's bad, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
No.
Lo siento.
Lo siento, coño.
Nuestra.
Where's your bathroom? Is that what that means?
Amigos? Yeah, amigos.
Lo so extra control, amigos.
Que escuchando, that are listening.
What does that mean?
I apologize to our friends that are listening.
Coño.
That speak Spanish for.
Okay.
For you saying, fuck you, cunt. So Trump is just out. He's already out begging for cash after he did his whole fucking goddamn campaign saying, I'm going to be a self-funded man. I'm not going to have to answer to anybody. What do you do? What happens when these guys get all this money? Remember he talked about, of course, they're going to expect favors.
Now
Trump is out. With his little tiny baby orange hands out waving, asking for money.
And Trump, you know what these little assholes are going to do to you? They're going to bring their hands back. They're going to ask for favors. They're going to hold out their big, regular-sized man hands, and your little baby bitch hands are going to have to go into your pocket and give him something. Well, maybe you'll have to give him a little reach around with your little baby bitch hands.
On Tuesday, the campaign announced that Woody Johnson will be serving as the vice chair for the, quote, Trump Victory Fund, which is a joint fundraising committee that's been set up by the Trumpalo campaign and the RNC.
I'm sorry. No, I had a small work victory. I bullshitted my way through a purchase order with a very large client, and they said it looks great, and I knew I lied the whole way. So good for me.
Excellent. Yeah. That's what that's what the corporate world is all about.
It's all bullshit. Nobody knows dick about dick. Welcome to the world.
That's the one I still don't get is why people. It's obvious that a lot of people have never worked. I'm not going to say for a corporation, but haven't worked in the. Like corporate offices near the upper echelon or near some upper echelon.
Yes.
Because once you have, I've been unlucky a couple of times. Have
you been in the inner sanctum?
Yeah. Not part of it. I was a drone.
Right.
And flunky.
Ooh.
And good money. Well paid flunky.
Yes.
But
and you left it all for this.
Not quite. Okay. I left it all for something else. This, like a wart grew out of that other stuff.
This is a great fucking wart.
It's a wonderful wart. It's got great patterns. I left it. I'm not burning it off at all. If you've ever been in a corporate place like that, you realize that it ain't You don't want these people running your government because they're soulless.
They're douches.
And the bullshit trope of efficiency is a big steaming pile of yak shit. It's just not. They desperately try to find ways to do as little work as possible.
Yes.
Get paid as much. Have as many pass it off to as many toadies. The more toadies they can hire to take what they could maybe be doing, the better. And so you end up with people making six figures a year who do fuck all except
fuck all.
Get dressed and look pretty and go to a meeting once in a while.
I'm the assistant.
Both sexes.
I'm the assistant VP of communications executive director.
Right. What do you do?
Send the memo.
Well, I read these press releases that are okay. Well, that's 8 minutes a day. What else do you do? Well,
you know what I do?
It's very important what the
I don't read every message I get. I skim it, and then the person I write back to, I just tell them they're right. I never tell anyone they're wrong, because when I tell someone they're wrong, it makes my day. What?
Well, you're
longer.
You're the bottom of the shit fountain, though. Too.
Oh, yeah.
You're not. If you were higher up, you would be.
It's lovely.
You
down
would be
here.
Telling people.
Oh yeah.
But that's kind of the whole point.
I just tell people they're really great, really smart, and really right all the fucking time.
Not on this show.
No. No.
You tell the truth. We tell truth, mofos, here on Crab Diving.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you like truth and want to help us spread the truth.
I love it.
We don't do the advertising thing. We don't pummel your ear holes with a bunch of bad commercials and shit.
That being said, if you do have a company and you're interested in running ads here, we do have a price.
Email us.
We have a fucking prize, baby.
Until then, we'd appreciate something that doesn't cost you anything. You can buy anything you're going to buy over the internet, over Amazon. Go to our crab diving hole and climb through it and end up over at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to the crab diving homepage. Just click on, there's a banner there. It says click here for Amazon. And that'll take you over to Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little nibble, a little commission, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us out here. We get a few shekels.
We get paid, baby.
Winged our way. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Trump is flip-flopping. What a shock. And now he's out running his tongue around the mushroom head of the penises of the rich elite.
Right.
That he said he wasn't going to do.
No, that doesn't matter. I really don't think that matters. That he's a hypocrite.
No, God, no. And that was Chris Matthews, inexplicably, why he gives this woman a forum, but he keeps having Ann Coulter,
to yell at her.
Heinous sea hag.
He likes to yell at her.
He does kind of bust her balls a little bit. And
he likes to yell at everybody, though.
And she was on, and she was... I hated him even more because at one point I was like, oh, my God, Ann Coulter speaketh the truth here. And
what?
And he wasn't getting it. All of them weren't getting it. It was all these liberal, insane people versus Ann Coulter, basically. And she was 100% right when she was saying, nobody cares. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Everybody was saying, well, he said this today. What about this? What about this? And she's like, nobody cares. They don't care. They don't care. The Trump supporters don't care. And what she failed to talk about, too, is a lot of people that go out and vote just for the general elections only.
Yes.
Every 4 years, they trot out and vote.
Right.
They're not interested in politics.
No, there's only so much, man.
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't. It's not even socioeconomic or educational levels. I know people that shock me now, even. Who are like, oh my God, I didn't realize that, this Trump guy was actually going to be the nominee. I'm like, what? What? Where have you fucking been? People who are far more educated on paper, as far as degree wise,
yes,
than us,
they're stupid.
Saying a few months ago, well, I never heard of this Ted Cruz guy. Where is he all of a sudden out of the blue? And I'm like, this fucker shut down the government a couple of years ago.
He's been slithering around forever. By the way, you know Ted Cruz if you ever got the Meals on Wheels program, because didn't he shut it down with his shenanigans?
Yeah, you might have been put on a diet for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you lost some weight. If you're an old, sickly person that was probably thin as fuck anyway,
so
made you skinnier.
Yeah, so I just, I don't know.
You know what it is? I was thinking about Trump. He says so many stupid fucking things.
Yeah.
And it's every day. It's daily. There's an onslaught. It's daily. So the thing he says today makes you forget the thing he said earlier. It's
and
like,
makes you forget that he has no policy.
Oh, yeah. See? He doesn't know shit. It's like when a serial killer is on trial for shit tons of murders. You just know he's a serial killer and he killed shit tons of people. But you don't remember the exact people because it's too many people.
Didn't keep a card file.
No, he's like a fucking serial killer. Don't you agree?
An unorganized serial killer.
Could you imagine the one unorganized? It's like, God, damn. where's the trophy I'm supposed to covet from this murder? I don't know. It was like 33 murders ago.
He's like those people who, is it their hippocampus gets hurt in their brain and they can't process.
Yeah,
they can't process memories anymore. So they wake up every day and they don't know who they are, where they are, where they've been. Yeah. They have their old memories from before the injury.
Right.
So they know who they are. That's not true. They know who they are.
Pre-mind fuck.
But there's times where somebody will have an injury or some disease will strike that part of the brain. And
yes,
your brain can't like now I would remember what we're saying here for a while.
Okay.
But then the processing of it into long-term memory goes bye-bye and it just goes away.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
So you wake up every morning. These are people who they usually write journals and they kind of read who they are every morning. Like they wake up in the morning and it's
holy
like,
shit.
Here's what's been happening the last few weeks of your life. You haven't, you hurt your brain, you this, that, and that. So that's kind of like Trump. His brain gets wiped every day.
Gross. I don't want to do that job.
And he can say whatever the hell he wants and nobody cares.
Who's in charge of wiping Trump's brain?
Apparently nobody cares. I guess we'll see. The Hillary camp is, she went out, came out swinging a little bit. She was going after the, she had that line, which is great. She kind of picked up Rubio. Rubio used a line in the debates about, wait, who... How can you bankrupt a casino? A casino.
Right.
How do you fuck up a casino?
How do you fuck up a casino? Even if you don't gamble there, the drinks are still expensive. Like you, in fucking Vegas.
And it's a casino. It's rigged.
It's money.
To take money from people more than half of the time they play. So
people are giving you money to take their money. It's stupid. It's stupid. You know, the world would be better today if everybody just stopped going to casinos. I'm sorry, Vegas, but it's true.
Oh, come
on. Stop going.
They're fun.
They are fun. I go. I'll go hang out, but I don't gamble. It's a fucking waste.
Right.
I like listening to the bells. I'll be honest. I like to sit there, zone out, and listen to the bells.
I mean, if you've got the disposable
the
income,
machines.
It's gross. But yeah,
it's totally gross.
And the sad part is most people don't have the disposable income, and they're doing the,
anyway.
Oh, my God, I might be able to pay my rent more this month.
Well, it's fine. Like if you don't have the money, it's cool, too, because you can take your paycheck to a lot of these casinos and they'll cash it.
They're great that way, yeah.
Give it to you.
Payday loan.
Then you can give it right back to them.
300%.
Yeah.
So let's check out. Let's see what the knuckle draggers over at the Drudge Report are finding headline worthy. This is actually very headline worthy. We're going to talk about this next because this morning... In the sovereign state of Pennsylvania,
fuck you.
78-year-old comedian Bill Cosby.
Oh my!
Was
he die?
The judge in the case was deciding whether or not to send him to trial for sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
God, this guy was the face of entertainment for the '80s. He's a fucking monster.
In Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania. God.
Norristown, Pennsylvania.
I mean, yeah.
Montgomery County prosecutors spent the morning presenting their case to the judge. They laid out why they believe they have enough evidence to send the cause to trial.
Is that what they're calling him? The cause?
No, that's what I call this.
Jesus. Oh, you're dating. Okay.
They didn't call the accuser to the stand. They had a detective read the statement from the accuser.
Yes. Was Bill there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
The Cosby's lawyer, Brian McMonagle, of course, calls the proceedings a travesty of justice. He said they had 12 years to bring a case. They didn't. And what the prosecution presented today was evidence of nothing.
Jesus.
There was no evidence of a crime here. And the inconsistencies that plagued the investigation from the beginning continue to plague it now. This case should end immediately. Right. You know, it's
defense. And everybody go by The Cosby Show on DVD and Amazon and go through our portal, right. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's defense attorney speak.
Right. What a dick. What color sweater did the Cos wear for this hearing?
I think he was wearing a suit, but he did the doddering old man thing going in, which I don't know if I'm buying, to be honest with you, because I thought the last time he did some stand up, I maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he did have a chair, but I thought he got up and kind of walked around the stage a little, but he seems to be requiring, didn't he have a cane or crutches the first time he had to go to court? He's got his arm on his lawyer the whole time.
He didn't have a
maybe
scooter.
He's a little, maybe his knees are a little bad.
No,
from having to get down his knees and jizz on passed out women's feet or no something.
Way. No way he did that on his knees at his age.
Well, before, I mean.
Oh yeah, that's right. This has been going on forever, man. Yeah. God, this has been going on since the fucking 70s, right?
The defense is trying to prove the sex that they had. He's not even denying the sex, by the way. He's saying that it was consensual. And
what's his signal? He's like, if you want me to have sex with you, will you snore twice?
She told Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
She said that Cosby gave her wine and pills and then sexually assaulted her while she was passed out.
God.
Quote, I got scared. I had no strength in my legs. They felt rubbery like jelly. I felt spacey. Everything was blurry or dizzy. I had no thought to call 911. She said, I told him, I can't even talk, Mr. Cosby. I started to panic.
Right. Geez, thanks for the acting lesson, Bill. God damn it.
She said when she got there, Cosby went upstairs, returned with 3 blue pills, told her this will make you feel good. The blue things will take the edge off.
Oh, my God. Don't take the edge off of you having to fuck me.
She then asked if they were herbal.
Oh, my God.
Are these kosher?
Don't ask Bill Cosby anything.
Are these halal?
They're kosher.
And he said, yes, down them. Put them down. Put them in your mouth, according to her statement.
That's a good question for if there are any Jewish rapists out there or their victims are Jewish. Is GHB kosher?
He then told her to have some wine to wash it down. Soon after, she began to have trouble speaking and seeing. 3 pills she took.
No.
3 blue pills and some wine.
He knows what he's doing. It's so horrible. He must know his
so gross
business.
Yeah. How much do you weigh, baby?
What's he better at? Raping or doing stand-up? Because he's been raping
apparently
for years
he can
and
multitask.
He's been doing comedy.
He used to be
for
good
years.
At yeah. He then allegedly told her to lie down on the couch. She says that soon after he was fondling her breast, put his hands into her pants, penetrated her vagina with his fingers. Penis is on the next sentence. That's why I jumped forward. Went right to the penis.
So horrible.
He allegedly took her hand and placed it on his erect penis.
Oh, jeez. Gross.
She says she woke up hours later, realized her bra was undone.
Oh, man.
And that her sweater was pulled up above her breastises. Cosby was standing there in a robe holding a muffin.
A muffin?
What a strange detail.
God, he's got to keep his, he got to have that brand. What kind of muffin?
There's just some of the details of what's going on there. The judge ordered the comedian to trial. So he will be facing the charges, I would assume, in front of a jury.
Explain this lunatic to me. If he gets charged, I don't know exactly what's going on with the case, but I imagine if he's found guilty, he's just going to spend the rest of his life in prison, right? How old
10
is he?
Years.
Oh yeah,
is what he's facing.
So why doesn't he flee? What does he care? He flees. He gets caught. He goes to jail.
He faces 10 years up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine.
Right. And if he
damn, that's all.
And if he stays, he's going to go to jail for the rest of his fucking life anyway.
3 felony counts of aggravated indecent assault.
You know what? You know what he should do? I've got some advice for Bill, and this is going to sound, it may sound harsh or like controversial, but honestly, he should probably kill himself.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean? He's a fucking horrendous monster rapist that likes his
allegedly
fucking Hollywood
until
lifestyle.
Proven guilty.
He likes his Hollywood lifestyle. He's not going to have that in prison. There's a better chance of there being some sort of bullshit afterlife.
Who says he'll see prison?
He's going. Come on.
They can't try him on all 50 women. They can only try him on this one story. All they've got him on.
He fucking did.
And everything else was before the statute of limitations now. Or, I mean, this is the only one within the statute of limitations.
If you had to bet.
I think he slowed down on his drugging the past 10 years.
If you had to bet him being found guilty, would you? What's the percentages? What are the odds? What are the Vegas odds on him getting sentenced to jail time?
He's got defenders out there.
Who?
The men's rights advocates.
Oh, fuck them.
The MRA assholes.
But do you?
A lot of conservatives are circling their hate wagons around him inexplicably. As
they're coming out to protect him.
Well, right. Oh, he's a rich man who's being attacked by unsubstantiated lawsuits.
Do they know he's black? Have they only listened to his comedy albums?
Right. Well, I think he's cool for an entertainer and they support him. Just don't move in next door.
Mm. Interesting.
Right?
It's kind of
the same way it was with when Nat King Cole was living in this neighborhood because they didn't want him in Beverly Hills. He was the number one star of the day.
You think he ever lived in this apartment?
No. But he was over by the post office.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or over in Hancock Park-ish, right?
I think, Bill, listen, not for nothing. This is just me saying I think you should end it. You probably can figure out how to make a cocktail will do that. I play a character.
Cosby should just kill himself.
Right?
Today on Crab Diving.
Oh, shit.
So the... those are the headlines over at the... That's over at the Drudge Report there. They're also thrilled today. It was on MSNBC, and I think I might have heard this before. One of the Steve Kornacki accidentally on MSNBC was talking about the sexual assault charges. We're going to begin with that breaking news we told you about at the top. Right now, out of Pennsylvania, Bill Clinton is set to arrive at a suburban, Bill Cosby is set to arrive at a suburban Philadelphia courthouse any morning. Oops.
Somebody fucked that up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Poor Steve Kornacki.
Bill Clinton's like, fuck me, man.
He's their resident numbers geek right now. He's the one that, whenever the elections are going on, he has the big board that he draws all the numbers on and circles the counties that are necessary and all
that. He's part of the problem. He's the reason we pay attention to like they're fucking horse races. So we don't actually know what the candidates are fucking talking about.
Well, you should only watch those things on those days. We don't really have that many more. But only watch those primary things on after the polls close.
Right.
They always have 2 hours beforehand of just circle jerking and little man in the boat twiddling.
Sure. 2 hours is long for a circle jerk.
Of nothing going on.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the numbers start coming in, then it gets interesting. But usually beforehand, they're just telling you what they're going to think about telling you.
Right.
In the next segment.
What? They're not telling you about like what's actually going on or any of the issues?
Well, nothing's going on.
Nothing substantive. What about what the fucking candidates stand for and that kind of shit?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody ever talks
I kind
about
of agree.
That.
You know, Hillary turned down the latest or the last offer of a debate.
Oh, I turned
Bernie
it down
wanted
as
to
well.
Do one more debate, and
fuck
she's
that.
Like, why? You know, we're busy.
You remember?
And why would she at this point? And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who really should lose her job, and Bernie thinks so too. She is even. She said, you know, come on. They had 9 debates. I think people kind of know the differences between the 2 candidates.
Well, Debbie, we want more debates
by
with the
now.
People we vote. Fuck you. Who
right.
cares what you want? If I was Hillary, I wouldn't do another. I would have done
well,
it.
Right. I don't. Blame
I would have. I would have done a debate after they didn't give me a proper bathroom.
No, she did have a proper bathroom.
It took her forever to get there, and by the time she got back, she had to run up to the podium.
Well, right. It wasn't.
There were three people.
A well-placed bathroom.
And,
but I thought Martin O'Malley had like a mop bucket to piss in. In his, that was one of the points, was that they were nuts. Closer, but they had shitty bathrooms, and they gave the person with lady parts the bigger bathroom, because generally, you know, I guess there's more maintenance going on.
It's crazy because we've both been in the film industry here and there, and sure. Shit. There's three people on that television show, that debate. Martin O'Malley. Was that his name?
Yes.
I barely remember that fucking guy. Did he even have Twitter or anything?
I believe he did, yeah.
Dude. Martin O'Malley, Bernie, and Hillary. Three people on one television show. How long was that debate? 2 hours?
Yeah. At least.
You know, from TV, the three stars, they always have a place to shit or pee or something. That's the bare minimum. They're your fucking stars.
Yeah, I think in close.
They're the only people that matter.
Especially if it's live, you gotta be able to take care of biz and run right back.
Whoever produced that fucking
but
failed.
We shouldn't talk about it. It's disgusting, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't even want to think about it. It's disgusting. You know where she was.
Yeah.
Where was she? Where was she, Donald? What was she doing? What did he think she was doing?
I mean,
the possibilities aren't that.
He's a buffoon.
It's unlikely she was taking a two.
That we're talking about it is insane. I mean, it's all nuts. The GOP, they're a bunch of buffoons. They're just like Trump.
Right. I've got a story here. Oh, let's get to a little bit of follow-up.
Oh, yeah. Crab diving follow-up. By the way, I questioned why we were talking about the last thing. Now I remember because I brought it up. The bathroom thing.
There's a lot of bathroom stuff going on.
I know.
Did you see, if you go to our Facebook page, there's a couple of the twunts of Congress, several, actually like 100 and several, who are co-sponsoring. They're trying to get a bill passed. It's one of these religious freedom bills that are getting whacked down like whack-a-moles in all these nut job red states.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to get one passed nationally.
What?
That will basically say you can hang a no homos allowed sign on your business, or you can have genital police to make sure that people are using the right bathrooms.
And Obama's got to get the National Guard fired up.
I mean, it'll never
Fuck
go.
This.
It might pass, knowing the way things are in Congress right now. But Obama,
I believe, has already said,
don't waste your time, guys.
Jesus. Hey, if anybody's listening to this show and you don't feel this way, really, people are people. You got to treat people like human fucking beings.
Yeah,
right?
We're not into taking rights away from people. We're trying to get everybody to have rights. But it's our religious freedom rights. Yeah, your religious freedom rights stop at our civil rights.
Please.
That's the thing. That's where it's not, I get to spray my white Jesus jizz wherever I want.
Not
the instant
here.
Jesus jizz hits me. Then it's a violation of my space and my rights.
I need to put a poncho on.
And the Jesus jizz absolutely cannot be flung by a government entity. And that's our whole deal.
And it stains and it burns.
You
keep
can,
it to yourself.
You can stand on a street corner and fling Jesus jizz. I'll walk out of the way.
With the megaphones and shit.
Well, yeah.
I hate
or
that
in your churches,
so much.
Or whatever, but you can't. Well, I don't think they should have megaphones.
I don't either. It's
I think
annoying.
If you're
going
to do that, I don't think anybody should have a megaphone.
What if we made a new rule?
If you're going to exercise your free speech in a public area and you're going to yell like a fool,
yes,
use your lungs, boo.
What about this?
But no amplification.
What if when you talk about religion, you're not allowed to actually voice it? You're only allowed to think about
it. You have to mime it?
Yeah, mime it. You can mime religion all you want, but you can't voice it.
Mimes are annoying enough. Now you want to make them Jesus mimes?
Oh, God. You know, listen to this, dude. When I was in high school.
It's going to be a lot of standing like on a cross.
When I was in high school, every once in a while, we'd have these like entertainment things like, you know, towards the end of the year, you'd have some band or something come perform during third period and everybody would watch.
Striper or
yes.
something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, but one time we had a mime come and perform for us.
Yeah.
A Christian Jesus mime.
Oh, come on.
I shit you not. The guy did a whole fucking thing about some epic story about him overcoming heroin, drugs, cancer, et cetera, you know, and he credited Jesus. I forget how he...
How did he mime Jesus? Like, know. Point to holes in his hands
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. And... He did, like, sad face, like he was being crucified.
Sad face.
Jesus wasn't crucified on a cross. He was crucified in one of those invisible boxes. Right. You know how he rose from the dead? He
wearing white face and yeah. a top hat.
He had to walk against wind and climb a rope.
You're right.
Those fucking ropes.
Poor Jesus was trapped in a box.
Hey, I gotta tell
That's
you.
Why his hands were out to the sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was doing the uptrap.
Could you imagine? How do you get into that? Like, I understand how people are actors and musicians and shit like that, but how do you find your way into the niche of Christian miming?
Man, that's a pretty specific
category. Good money at
yeah.
it. I don't know what he's charged. What is that charlatan charge a whole high school to come perform for? Yeah. It's a 45-minute mime act about Jesus.
I don't know. A good buck.
How do you do that? How do you even write your set list down?
You're right.
Like, it's mime. It's mimery. Stupid, man. I mean, he's brilliant.
Yeah, really. I mean, but wait, that was a public school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm outraged a decade or two later.
Oh, fuck yeah.
By what you had to go through.
Oh. Nice. Please.
That's bullshit. See, that's the kind of stuff we're pissed about.
Yeah, but if you have an attention span like me, you sit there and like 5 seconds in, someone's talking to you, you just forget. And your brain
true,
goes
but
to
nonetheless,
the Bahamas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's wrong.
It's not right for a government entity to sling Jesus. He was slinging Jesus jizz in whiteface with.
You know what? That's a good point. On top of that, he was in fucking whiteface.
Right.
Oh, shit. Lest anyone forgets, who is this for? It's for white people.
So last week, told everyone about the rising activists. There's not a lot of that kind of rising going on with this crowd. There's a whole bunch of activists who are getting, I was going to say aroused. They were getting riled up.
Fluff it up, everybody.
In the sovereign, wonderful state of Alabama.
Fuck yee.
Because there's a grave injustice being performed upon their beloved son, Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Call in Mime Jesus.
They're upset. Some would say really fucking butthurt.
Why? What's wrong?
Over the fact that Roy Moore, as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama, issued his edict to all of the county clerks in the state saying, don't listen to the evil homosexual agenda slinging, devil worshipping baby eaters of the Supreme Court of the United States. Alabama law says it's between marriage is between a man and a woman.
Fuck you.
And that was the response of SCOTUS.
Scrotus.
And the rest of us in the country.
Yeah. SCOTUS was like, ah, fuck you, you're Alabama. You're like a 2-year-old. You don't know shit.
Alabama's got that history, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Wallace the governor? Was he Georgia or is he Alabama?
He was Alabama, Pat.
See? George Wallace was the one flinging himself in front of the black people that wanted to go to school.
No. George Wallace is the comedian.
Both.
Oh, they're the same? God.
Same name.
Right.
They're homonyms.
His last name was Wallace, the comic. Why did his parents name him George?
Well, he might have been around before. He's an older dude.
Oh, is he older than George Wallace the racist?
No, George Wallace the racist is way dead. But
I'm just saying, you know that guy's a figure in history. Why the fuck are you going to call?
But George Wallace the comedian, I would say, is probably pushing 70. So he might have been in his 20s when George Wallace was George Wallace.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
So his parents didn't know any
right,
better.
Right, probably not.
And it's still an unfortunate name. I feel bad for that guy. But he's a big, successful star, so.
So
whatever.
You'll remember that one of these pastors gave a press conference and said, we're holding a rally on Saturday for the Roy Moore,
How stupid.
A prayer rally. Rusty Johnson, the pastor.
Horrible name.
Was,
Rusty Johnson.
I know.
Give it up for which, Rusty, Trombone Johnson.
Interestingly enough, describes the appendages of probably everybody in the audience because I'm looking at the rally and all those Johnsons are real rusty. They ain't been used in years.
Meet my Johnson.
It's an old white crowd that showed up. Well, crowd is being generous.
Maybe if you're white, don't go to rallies.
Here is a little bit of the event.
Oh, okay.
From Saturday's Save Roy Moore from the... they're going after this drag queen who is an activist by the name of Ambrosia Starling.
Okay.
And there was a whole coalition of people that filed complaints against Roy Moore for these shenanigans. She is on the list of this coalition that
Hell
was
yeah.
formed to issue complaints to him. Then he was removed by the judicial
yes.
poobahs there.
Right.
But the only one Roy focused on, remember when he gave his little butthurt?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Press conference about the transvestite is coming at me.
Fuck you, Roy.
And the homosexual agenda.
God, so, you're the problem, dickhead.
So that's who they're talking about when they start screaming about the transvestite, Ambrosia Starlin. Here is Rusty Johnson.
Yes.
And talking to a whole bunch of white people standing, old white people standing yes. around somewhere in downtown Mobile. Oh, Montgomery. So, forgive me. Montgomery,
is
Alabama.
Is 100% of all the Viagra going there?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they're touching each other.
Ugh.
These people don't look like there's a lot of affection in their lives
sure.
at all.
Only for farm animals.
I'm going to ask Rusty Johnson, a pastor from near Mobile, Alabama, to come and open us in prayer.
Oh, wait. To be fair and balanced.
Yes.
Of the, I don't know, 20 or so people I could see in the frame.
Right.
There is a black guy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Bullshit.
I see a black guy.
Amen. And I want us to stand together with Judge Moore. Ugh. Amen. And side by side proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Would you help us pray again? Father, in the name that is above every name, in a name that every knee is going to bow to.
Now, let's remind ourselves that this is in response to a government decision. This isn't a Christian revival. I mean, it is.
Right. This is theater.
But this is supposed to be in support of someone that they think should just be prying the butt cheeks of the Constitution apart and inserting the Jesus penis balls deep.
This guy is a charlatan. Did he go to Circle in the Square Theater?
Amen.
Is that where he trained?
Amen.
Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name that no other name under heaven that anybody can be saved in, we ask you, Lord, to bless this rally today.
Shut up.
Above that, God, I pray you would bless Judge Moore. Give him faith. Give him courage to continue to stand.
What the fuck is he? What am I supposed to do with my tongue to Jesus? What does that perv want me to do with my fucking tongue?
So, not only.
God, shut up.
I mean, they just. This is all about. We don't want gay people to have equal rights.
Yeah. Because they don't see him as people or whatever. I don't know.
And this whole, all of this is just. That's what it is. It's just whiny babies upset that society is evolving and their hate-filled, bigoted faces in the sand lifestyle isn't going to work anymore.
Yeah,
they can
yeah.
do that. Stick your face in the sand. As long as nobody's touching you or poking you in areas you don't want, you should just shut the fuck up and leave people alone who are sticking their faces in other parts of the state.
Yeah, fuck off.
And I ask you, God, to stand against this militant homosexual movement that is invading our land. Stand against them. Stand against.
Militant.
Stand against them.
They're
stand
militant.
Stand against them.
What have you seen that's militant?
I wouldn't say militant. I might say stylish.
Where are the gay people storming the churches and dragging people like this asshole out? And
I wish they would.
And beating the snot out of him.
That would be horrible. Don't do it.
But I mean, what? So where
not
is
not seeing it because they,
now we are seeing people blowing up abortion clinics or women's health care clinics.
Well, that's on the other side, Pat. Those are the people who are listening to the word of fucking God. What do you think about that?
And we do. There's the reason that it's been added to hate crime.
Yes.
Is because there's times that people will be walking down the street and get the shit beaten out of them because they are gay.
Okay.
For no other reason.
But that doesn't make any sense because the GOP is telling me there's a war on religion. You're saying there's a war on minorities and gay people.
And there's no war on religion.
Yes, there is.
There's a war on religious privilege. There's a war on the Christian privilege that they've had for all this time. And that's why they're butthurt.
Then explain to me the red fucking non-Jesus cups at Starbucks this year.
The demonic influences that have come not only to the state of Alabama but across the United States of America. We pray, Lord, that you'd give us power and authority as your people to cast these wicked spirits out of our society. Put our faith in your word one more time. Let your presence come down upon this meeting today. Let righteousness be exalted. Send us a revival again, Lord, that will turn our hearts back to you.
I mean, this is supposed to be a government deal.
What is he talking about? Where does my heart need to be sent? I have to return my heart?
Is there any ambiguousness here as to where these people stand with church and state?
They love church. They don't know shit. This guy, these fucking goddamn televangelist preachers, charlatans, they just fucking, they're just regurgitating the same shit they say every Sunday. They're just regurgitating. He says this is his fucking standard stump speech.
Their big celebrity was Kayla Moore, the wife of Justice Moore.
Yeah,
spoke.
Kirk Cameron, was he in attendance?
Here she is, defending her husband.
It's time for Christians to take a stand for the welfare of our children and our grandchildren.
No. What's going to happen? We're preaching to the converted here. How are a couple of lesbians getting a marriage certificate hurting your children? And meanwhile, the Moors ain't got no pointing to do, because remember what's going on with their son. They've got a son who's involved
in
drug trafficking or some shit like that.
Are you kidding?
Which, I mean, that's
all right.
Whatever, that happens, but stop pointing your Christian fuck watery judgy finger at everybody when check your own house, blonde idiot.
And guess who would have more compassion for your son? The left. Because the right would want to throw you in jail forever.
We probably do have more compassion for the son than most people would. If they heard the story of what the son did.
Yes.
And didn't know it was beloved justice, God warrior Roy Moore's son.
And what? Yeah.
They would be like, throw him in jail. Throw the book at him. Kill him. Chop off his testicles.
And what if he was not white?
Well, yeah, there's that detail.
Guantanamo.
Don't kill him then.
Waterboard him.
But because it's Roy Moore's son.
Ooh.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's the devil. It's the demon. The demons are coming at the justice and they attacked his boy.
God. It really sucks because this guy, this Roy Moore, is being totally turned into a martyr and a symbol for their bullshit bigotry.
He'll get elected. I mean, he might get. He can't be the Supreme Court dude anymore because I guess one logical thing they have there in Alabama is there's an age limit on how old you can be and be the Supreme Court justice. So he's going to age out. He can't even run again. They can't cram him back in there, but that ain't the case for governor.
You gotta, if you're Obama, man, you gotta figure out what the fuck you were going to do for the LGBT community, for those people that live in Alabama, because you can't let these fuck nuts fuck with their rights. They have to have their rights. Alabama, unfortunately, is in America. We have to deal with this ugly fucking state. So if I was Obama, I would go to Michigan and I would get my dude and I would say, hey, go to Michigan. Do what they're doing there. Just make it all liberals, and we won't have the water problem, all the other bullshit. Somebody else has to be in charge of Alabama. It's not the way they're doing it.
Well, that's why
we have the
federal government, and that's why.
What?
That's why. Well, we are.
So you're saying the plan should be where
they're
won't
not gonna
do
win.
What?
Do you think this collection of old white angry people?
Yes.
At the Let's Save Justice Roy Moore rally,
right?
Are gonna win?
No.
They're not going. They've already lost.
But it's happened before. Way back when in the 60s, they had to roll the tanks in. So this time they're going to have to roll the National Guard
maybe
in
not.
Again. What kind of fucking way is that to run
this
tanks?
This might just be a hissy fit.
Dude, you could put.
Although, what's his face? Franklin Graham said, are you willing to take a bullet?
That's so
to
stupid.
Keep the transgender out of the bathroom.
You know what you do? You go to fucking Silicon Valley. You find a couple of fucking nerds. You give them a goddamn spreadsheet. Fix Alabama. Nice. Bam. Done.
I have 5 little girls back home that call me grandma.
Who cares?
And I will not stand by and see a man pretending to be a woman.
Oh, she's jumping on the other bandwagon now. They're supposed to be defending the Roy Moore thing, which is all about the gay marriage. But now she's eagerly jumping on the Obama's trying to put a big burly child diddler in the bathroom with your girl.
I mean, it's you know, this argument. I think this kind of argument is dangerous. Like it causes paranoia and it's weird mania.
It works. And they don't understand that it's not going to be 13-year-old little Johnny decides, I'm feeling like a woman today, and saunters into the girls' locker room. He's probably going to be stopped, and rightfully so. When a kid
it's
is transitioning and actually being, it's not going to be a case of,
yeah,
I feel like a girl right now, and by third period, I'll be over it.
Right.
The kid is probably already dressing differently, already behaving differently. You've probably already had a meeting with the parents.
Yes.
About, look, little Johnny's going to make a transition to become little Jenny. And now we're going to start using the other bathroom.
Right.
Nobody thinks it's just all of a sudden, you can't arrest me because I feel pretty.
You know, it's got to be ignorance, right? It's just fucking ignorance.
It's a lack of common sense, right?
Argument. The right is making the dumbest fucking argument you can make.
It's made to prevent people from who are transgender from going into a bathroom. It's a lie. If they say that it's all about protecting the children from diddlers, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's their last way to give a kick into the trans balls of the LGBT community, because they're butthurt about the gay marriage decision.
I mean, if I don't know, if you're a bigot and you feel like gay people and trans people offend your stupid ass sky god sensibilities, well, okay, then you have to live with that summit. You have to live with your mental illness somehow. But you do have to live with trans and gay people. What are you going to do? Put them on the moon? I mean, what is your end game?
And I keep hearing, I heard it again this morning from another asshole. It's 0.3% of the population. Why should we? I should just make a meme of it. That's like, well, what percentage of the population do you have to be if you're in a minority of something?
Yeah.
To deserve equal rights.
When do you qualify? When do you qualify as a fucking human?
When are you white enough? Oh, oops.
Oh, see.
When are you man enough?
Now you're getting somewhere, boy.
Stand
by white chart
and see a man pretending to
lie.
Be a woman go into their restrooms in schools and locker rooms and other facilities.
Hold on.
Blatant.
I'm so sorry.
Blatant fear-mongering. It's so irritating.
Listen, this nutball is talking about being unsafe in a locker room at school. Fuck you. Yeah, it already is, because there's big goddamn redneck jocks that fail PE 3 or 4 times. They just hang around terrorizing.
Well, and I have yet to see a headline about a transgender person raping a child in a bathroom. I've seen a lot of stories of pastors.
Yes.
Raping children.
Come
raping
on.
Some of their sheep.
Facts. Give me citations.
Well, here.
Okay.
There's one. I think I saw one in the headlines today.
Really?
Over on Raw Story.
God damn it.
Some pastor who's got some diddlitude going on.
Can you message Jesus real quick? Can you DM him? I have a question. What is it that draws pervs to his thing?
I don't know about this. Daughters of former conservative hero testify against him in molestation case.
Holy shit. Where's all the atheist diddlers, by the way? I'm curious.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there.
Oh, okay. I haven't met any.
But, yeah, okay. So here's more of this. Tons. More idiot.
You know, it's pretty bad when the JIC listens to a man dressed as a woman who solicited complaints against Chief Justice Moore.
This is, she refers to her husband in the second person like that.
Chief Justice Moore.
Do you think? But now that she's talking about Ambrosia Starling, she's upset about the vicious transvestite.
Why does
man in woman's clothing?
Why doesn't she name her?
I don't know.
Because she's a coward or something? Or?
Solicited complaints against Chief Justice Moore. This man dresses as a woman with makeup, a blonde wig.
Much like mine.
A dress, jewelry, and calls himself a drag queen. But he is a 43-year-old gay man. So, press, please stop calling him a her.
Why not calling her whatever she wants to be called?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Dude, listening to this is just pure fucking hate and ignorance. And she is just spreading it. It's irresponsible.
Yeah, she's the evil one here. I mean, the dumb sheep surrounding her, all these old people. And I'm literally, literally looking at an old woman sitting with an oxygen cannula kind of thing. Like an oxygen, one of those wheelie oxygen things that you drive around. Right?
Yeah. What the fuck is she wearing, by the way? She looks like a Star Trek outfit.
The Judge Moore's wife. It's a really strange choice. Yeah.
I mean, Ambrosia would never wear that.
He works a job during the day. He works a regular job during the day.
So?
And at night dresses as a woman and goes into nightclubs and bars.
To do what? Who gives a fuck?
So?
It's called, you can do what, he can dress as a chicken and go to the grocery store after work. It doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Now, I asked the press, who is he? Who is this man that hides his true identity? I know he's here. I charge you. Find out who he is. Let us know.
Apparently, Ambrosia's not out to the public or whatever, but who cares?
And by the way, how is this responsible? I mean, she's all... At what point does she start saying, go get this person?
She just did.
That is...
She just dog whistled it.
That's
Find out who this person is.
That's fucked up.
And this person lodged a complaint about a legal issue. And she said the JIC, which is probably the Judicial Commission or whatever, agreed with her and yanked his fucking ass off of the bench because he openly... told people to violate federal law, which a Supreme Court justice of a state should know fucking better.
This is fucked up. It's fucked up. You can't have someone, I mean, calling her out like that's fucked up.
This is all they got. This is all they got. Look, the evil trend is coming after Judge Roy Moore. Look at what this America's come to.
How is she going to feel if some ignorant rednecks find Ambrosia?
Thrilled.
Burn it in hell where that faggot deserves.
Yeah. Is what's going through their head.
Awesome.
The good loving Christians, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
These are all good loving Christians.
What would Jesus do, dickheads?
He recently gave a speech.
Wait, what are people yelling?
I don't know.
He recently gave a speech. Where he said men fought and died for this in Huntsville about a week ago.
Right. Men fought and died to expand the civil rights of everybody, to expand the American ideal of individual equal rights for all.
Could you look up freedom and tell me if it only includes white, straight, Christian, male?
Freedom means I don't have to know that transvestites exist.
God.
That's freedom.
So dumb.
I don't want to know that there's a couple of women rubbing their little slitties together.
Not everybody in the South is like this lady, okay?
A couple of blocks away from me.
Rubbing their what?
Their slitties together.
Their slitties.
Well, my husband is a West Point graduate.
Who gives a fuck?
And a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, so West Point, total bottom then.
Then like, right. But then he fought.
Kidding, it's a joke.
He fought for everybody's fucking freedom. For Ambrosia's freedom. How is she excluded from that?
Well, no, according to these people, he did all the only fighting he did was for white Christians.
Oh, okay.
And I can assure you that he nor any other soldier at that time fought for this. Because up to the last couple of years ago, it was a mental illness. And they wouldn't have been allowed to serve.
Up until about 100 years ago, I could have backhanded your fat face on the street for talking back to me as a woman.
Right. Yeah, let's go back to the good old days.
Probably gotten away with it.
It's called progress.
You were my wife, right? I mean,
yeah,
but,
yeah. But it's progress. We're talking about progress.
Right.
So things aren't like it.
Right.
What are we explaining?
Back in the day,
you're in a fucking Star Trek dress.
This Negro back here would have had a chain around his neck.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ugh.
The good old days. So, you know, they weren't all that good. You'd scratch your toe and die.
You know,
because there's no Nia fucking sporin.
Right. The good old days.
Right?
Remember, I got a toothache and I died of heart failure. Stupid.
Because up to the last couple of years ago, it was a mental illness.
Mm.
And they wouldn't have been allowed to serve.
Who are these people clapping?
Meanwhile, now people are wondering. There's studies coming out about religious extremism being a mental illness. So the truth is coming out now.
You don't need a study.
Being a homosexual, being a LGBT person is not a mental illness. Being a religious extremist is.
No, that's crazy. What are you saying? You're saying if I look at a book written by who the fuck knows and I decide to follow everything in this book to the letter that I don't know shit about. You're saying that's crazy?
Well, there's reasons that those quotes are kind of true about you. Nothing, I don't even know who said it or whatever, but there's different variations. But nothing can make a good man do bad things like religion.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, nothing could, you know, zealotry. Look at these. That's why it's so weird to me because, you know, I grew up with a lot of these people. A lot of these just, you know, white bigots. Not as Jesus-y, thank the spaghetti monster. But
the Jesus-y down there colors everything.
You had the Jesus-y,
pun intended. I mean, you got, oh, God, you know, you kids growing up in this weird Jesus shit that it's just so, it's so oppressive.
I was Catholic-y, but that was a different.
You guys got that figured out.
It was a way different atmosphere, yeah.
The Catholics are so good at living with their bullshit. And I think
they've been around a lot longer.
And they're drunk. And it's the whiskey.
Have been able to fine tune their heinousness.
But these people run around like lunatics. I don't know how else to describe it. Think of the energy into this dumb fucking rally.
Really, when you think about what they're rallying about, they're angry that other people are getting equal rights.
Let's put up a billboard with a giant dead fetus on it and tell people not to get an abortion.
And they have, to use the legal term, they have no standing. Grab one of these people out of the audience
say,
right now, there's a married gay couple that lives 4 miles away from here. Tell me how they are affecting your life right this second. How have they affected you?
Well,
how is your life affected?
I would ask you to not tell them where the gay people are living because their first response might be, get them!
And their only response ultimately comes down to, we're afraid that the earthquakes are going to hit Montgomery because we've angered the sky god.
Yes, and we're also afraid that then the urban people will spill out from Montgomery into the countryside.
But they're not afraid for their brethren. They're not afraid for the sinners. They're not afraid for the gay people they're going to roast in the hellfire.
Yes.
They're not worried about them. They're worried about their tight, white, old asses by themselves.
Oh, fuck
they're
yeah.
worried that God is going to smite everyone because of the homos. This is not a loving Christian viewpoint that we want to help the homosexuals.
No, you
Bullshit.
Don't.
Bullshit. You want to save your old saggy, wrinkly asses.
And the way they articulate that help is so fucking weird, too. They're like, we want to bring everybody, sinners and blah, 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 into God.
Right.
No, you don't.
This is just a... This
you don't
is
see
just
those people as people.
A That's herd all. Of butthurt. That's yeah, all yeah, it yeah. is.
I wouldn't have been allowed to serve. He, along with...
And
shut the fuck up.
How many years before that would black people and white people not have been able to serve together?
I know.
Right?
You,
let's keep going with that.
The really disturbing thing is that no one in at this rally can look in Alabama, no less, can look back at the civil rights movement and say, oh, well, I see a parallel to what the black people went through, to what the gay people are going through now, or the trans people. They can't make that connection on any fucking level.
Empathy, you mean? Or
Yeah. Okay. Right.
That's a lot to ask. Here's the rest of this, Ninny.
Southern Poverty Law Center and Human Rights Campaign would like to corrupt our children to their lifestyle. Through
no,
they wouldn't.
We're trying to keep you from imposing your morals and lifestyle on everybody else.
Nobody gives a fuck about your children. I don't want to hang out with your children.
Nobody's trying to transify your little snowflake.
How would that work?
Right.
The transify.
And again, to shut these people up, the great question when they're like, you're trying to convert my children. And what day? Tell us the day that you decided you were going to be straight, Earl Ray.
Jesus. I got the transify app on my iPhone.
The use of Common Core. And Core.
God, she could.
Common Core.
This is every buzzword she can come up with, God. Right?
It's so disgusting that this
Did
person.
Did she say Obama yet?
Has a forum. I don't know.
Actions. They want to force us, did you get that? Force us to accept their way of life. There is a famous quote that I've read numerous times lately. When I read it, you'll know why. It's at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, and it's written by Pastor Niemöller about socialism and what happened to the Jews.
Somewhere,
holy fucking
somewhere
shit.
In that audience, I'm willing to say probably more than one instance of a wife elbowing a husband who was just like, you're talking about fucking Jews.
You're going to have to, if she reads this quote, you're going to have to explain to me how she's drawing some correlation between the Holocaust and what these fucking white dicks are going through in Alabama. I already don't understand.
Well, you know the quote she's going to use.
But I'm going to change it up just a little bit fit a little bit better.
Fiddle with
it. All religions true.
Better into today and what we're talking about. First, they came for the bakers. We sat back because we don't bake cakes. Then they came for the florist. We sat back because we don't arrange flowers.
Did you hear come on. Come on. Come on.
They
come
like
on,
it.
Honey. Tell those homos, we're not gonna sit back anymore.
Stand down, white saggy people.
They're equating having to bake a cake,
yes,
for a couple of gay guys,
right? Oh, that's torture.
To being led to the ovens,
right?
In
I mean, that is the most disgusting fucking thing I've ever heard. Some of these ignorant assholes really believe that if Obama gets his way, there's going to be mandatory butt fuckings every Sunday afternoon in the town square.
Well, yesterday, Glenn Beck.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be, the next thing is pedophilia.
The pedophilia army. They're marching.
It just shows how stupid these people are that they just buy this. They're like starving kids.
Yes.
Just with their hands out. Just, may I have some more? May I have some more?
The liberals want to raise the minimum wage, give you health care. And oh, yeah, they want to rape your kids.
Right.
That make any fucking sense.
Right.
Then they came for the clerks and the judges.
Oh.
And we sat back because we don't issue marriage licenses and we don't judge.
Whoa!
No, we don't judge.
I'm sorry. I just hurt my neck.
Hit the buzzer!
I hurt my neck on that one. We don't judge.
That's all you fucking do. That's all you fucking do.
We don't judge.
You know, when I grew up there's always this, like, around these people, these preachers and whatever, there's this understood authority and reverence you give these old white fuckers that it's so...
And baseless.
Oh, yeah.
Really baseless when you're an adult, you should be able to figure that shit out by then. That this asshole, we have innumerable examples,
right,
of preachers that are raping, killing, shooting, diddling. They're just as fallible, disgusting, heinous people as the rest of everybody else on occasion.
But in the South, man, that reverence you give these people, I can't explain.
The priest too?
It's ingrained in your fucking soul.
Kind of when I grew up in my neighborhood, it was, you know, the priests, and they were...
Yeah.
They could do no wrong, and they were like celebrities. A priest showed up at one of your parties or something like that.
Really? Was that a big
deal?
Holy
shit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the same thing. Oh, my God, the minister's coming.
Yeah, it's the same scam. Yeah, there's still a lot of the same thing going on.
Yeah.
And it's all about the, you know, they get together for the socials and gossip the fuck about shit, and the men get to go into a different room and watch a basketball game without their wives around and call it a men's club meeting.
Hey, listen. I might be related to someone that sells insurance, and guess why he goes to church? Goes to a big church.
There you go.
Fucking pass his card out, get paid. You know,
you don't have to pay for that shit.
It's free fucking networking,
right? And you get a little sip of wine and a hunk of bread.
Yeah, well, with the Protestants, that's once a month you do communion.
Wait,
and
really?
We suck at it.
Dude, I didn't know that.
I went to a Catholic the first.
Why
time.
Why is it only once a month?
Something in the Bible says so. Bullshitting a 69.
Well, but the Catholics follow the Bible too. And the Catholics are the right ones.
Well,
and
they're going to... no, you're burning in hell.
Well, but you can suck in Jesus every day if you want.
No, but that's
or
not
multiple
true.
Times
because
a day.
When you guys do communion every fucking week, apparently you,
you're as many times as you want.
Jesus' skin.
Right.
Well, you don't do that with us. This it's
I could go to three masses a day and eat the Lord.
I don't know why they do it once a month, but all you got to do if you're Protestant, you go to a Catholic church service, you're like, damn, these guys got it down. It takes a whole church.
Oh, yeah. It's
takes an hour.
Catholics are organized.
How long does it take you guys to go through communion, normal size congregation? 10 minutes?
Oh, 10 tops, yeah.
Hour.
Yeah, yeah.
45 minutes.
Well, that's because you whip out the deacons and you whip out the lay ministers.
Oh, we're whipping out
everything. Everybody. Do you guys have people that can pass out the cookie also, or is it just the pastor?
No, it's the pastor and maybe the other guy there, assistant.
The priest gets to deputize people.
No, really?
Who can then pass out.
Oh, but that means you're burning in hell.
Some people think so. You can see the old people all want to go to the priest.
Right.
The young people want to get out of there, so they'll go to whoever's line is shortest.
They don't even know why they're doing it.
Right.
Why am I eating this bread that's been touched by that perv?
Nuns can even give out communion.
What?
Yeah, they
fuck that.
They allowed that now.
What about gay people?
Well, that's the priest. I said the priest gives out communion.
We sat back because we don't arrange flowers.
Not fuck that there's anything you. Wrong with that,
yeah.
By the way.
Fuck you.
But they should let them marry.
Yeah.
I don't care if the priest is gay. Let him marry. Right. Let straight priests marry.
You know what? I think only drag queens should be able to pass out the wafer. What do you think about that?
Because we don't bake cakes. Then they came for the florist. We sat back because we don't arrange flowers. Then they came for the clerks and the judges. And we sat back because we don't issue marriage licenses and we don't judge. But then they came for me.
Shut up.
And there was no one left to defend me.
That's right.
Fuck
that's
you.
That's right.
Fuck you, bigot. Unreal. Unfuck. God, that speech is gross.
She's
it's
equating,
fucking offensive.
She's equating.
Can you imagine?
Allowing gay people to get married is such an affront to them that it equals the Jews being let off to be killed in the Holocaust.
They came for me, I mean, and there's no one left to defend me.
What a heinous, wow, narcissistic. And God. I mean,
somebody give Meryl Streep her fucking statuette.
I guess this is where Catholics differ too. I mean, there's a lot of heinous Catholics, but
really,
damn. I mean, they really. Well, look at all these bishops now that are all butthurt about shit and things like that. But God, the message of Jesus really doesn't seem to soak through to a lot of these people.
Not at all. It's lost on everyone.
I really somehow I don't know, in my Catholic education.
Yeah.
Which was really good with science, hence my atheism. But the message of what I believed to be the fictional character of Jesus,
burn in hell,
was pretty good.
Yeah.
Love people, don't be a dickhead.
Was Jesus
be nice to your neighbor?
In your mind, did your white privilege force you to picture like a German Aryan dude?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I never thought of Jesus as being black or Asian or whatever. What if he was Asian?
Sacrilege.
Does that bother you guys more? Well, hey, butt hurt white people. What?
There was that time that he disappeared, you know, in the...
What do you mean?
In the Bible.
Yes.
They've got Jesus. They've got stories of Jesus as a kid.
Oh.
And then between, wasn't it like 13 and 30 or something? Nobody knows.
Is
He's
that
gone.
Like Dukes of Hazzard when Tom Lopat and Watch-His-Face decided to walk off the show and they put the cousins in there, the Duke cousins?
So they don't know where he went, but then there's, if this person existed historically, some have theorized that, I guess there was a reference to some Hindu temple or something in India,
Ganesh,
about some Galilean or something who came and studied there or something, allegedly, I don't know. But the theory is
that
because he came back, and you think of Jesus's tenets then when he came back,
right,
to love the neighbor, turn the cheek, nonviolence, that wasn't real Judaic at the time. That was
so
some
saying-
that was that some historians would say that it's possible that if the Jesus existed, that it would fit the narrative that he took off as a teenager and went to study and somehow ended up in India studying Hinduism.
So he went to
Buddhism,
India.
Was influenced by that.
Came back
and said, you know, this is some good shit. I should teach this shit to.
Is it like when the Beatles left England and they went to India forever and then they came back and all
Bagram,
of a sudden,
right, or whatever.
Inexplicably, there's fucking sitar music in every goddamn Beatles song.
That's right.
Jeez.
That was the beginning of the Yoko years, wasn't it?
I don't know.
So that's it. That's the... They had the big rally to save Roy, ladies and gentlemen. I know we took a long time on that.
God
one,
damn it. Hey, Alabama, you're coming off so disgusting. You're disgusting.
But fuck her for going right for the, they're going to let men into the bathrooms with the girls.
That's so stupid. What,
she didn't mention at all the fact that her husband was yanked from the bench because he was ordering people to break the law, to defy the law,
but you
of the land. That
are you
little
referring
detail
to a law that is found outside our Judeo-Christian bullshitting a 69 pamphlet.
I love when they say this other thing, that this other idiotic argument that they use is that it's the activist court. They were making laws, not doing their job. They made the law that said you gotta suck off a guy.
Yeah.
And it's not true. They did their job. They struck down as unconstitutional a law.
Yes.
The law was you can't marry someone of the same sex.
Right.
That was the law. And the Supreme Court did its fucking job, you assholes, by saying, we don't think that's constitutional. They did not create a law. The Supreme Court did not write a law that said you must engage in homosexual activities.
Right. But how else am I supposed to make this gay wedding cake? I'm supposed to put it in the oven for 20 minutes and then go suck off, you know, George Michael.
First they came for the baker.
So
how dare.
How melodramatic.
How dare she.
That is gross.
Usurp the horribleness of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
For and try to wrap themselves in that kind of butthurt.
Do you think when she was in the shower before she was like thinking of this speech and like saying it out loud to her fucking loofah? Was like, oh yeah.
And she probably ran it by Roy. Roy probably helped her write the goddamn thing.
Oh yeah, dude. This is her Oscar moment. Yeah. This is her big martyr moment. She's bit, why did they was when she was giving this speech, I didn't see it. I only heard it. Was she climbing up on a cross and nailing her hands into the
Well, no, that's where Roy was. He was doing Christian mime in the background. Yeah.
What about the governor of Alabama? Was he in attendance or was he fondling the titties of his staff?
Herbs. So there you go. That's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Man. Back to the Trump, you know, we talked about him just a wee little hair, but this is Jared Taylor.
Hello, Jared.
Who leads an organization called American Renaissance.
Yes. Oh, shit. This is going to be some nasty shit.
This is a podcast called This Alt-Right Life, Alt-Right Life podcast, hosted by a guy called Matt Forney.
Okay.
And Mr. Taylor, Jared Taylor, is on this show, on this podcast. He's this American Renaissance guy. Oh, the American Renaissance is a white nationalist group.
Oh, God. I was sitting here thinking in the back of my mind, like, God, maybe this is a podcast. They talk about art and shit, like Renaissance art or something like that.
I don't think so. I believe it's a...
Holy boy.
Yeah. And in fact, this is called... this is on a blog that posted clips from this interview called... And the blog is called Hail to the Gynocracy.
Is that like a joke on gynecology? Like we're Sisyphus?
Well, a gynocracy is probably a government run by women.
Oh, okay. From the therapists.
But here's a little bit of them talking about...
Oh, shit.
Are
they Southern?
Well, just listen. Talking about the Donald and the campaign
For
the presidency of the United States of #America.
Ugh.
I know. Oh, wait, 1 second. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Got it.
Everybody wants to hear this. Nobody heard that but Ryan and me. Give us one little sea hair of a moment as I relaunch this little doohickey ear thing here. This is, again, Jared Taylor.
I'm more optimistic now than I have been at any point in 25 years of trying to wake white people up to this terrible crisis that they face.
He's optimistic. He's more optimistic than he has been in 25 years, Ryan,
with Donald Trump.
Maybe an optimism is a tenet of the Renaissance White Supremacist podcast.
I think that Donald Trump is certainly an important ingredient in that. I think even without Donald Trump, though, there has been a huge proliferation of websites, of podcasts, of video production, publishers. We have a whole sector of thought, of groups, of a message that is out.
I'm going to dispute that thought part.
Oh, my fucking God.
I don't think there's a lot of thought going on.
This guy makes me want to get an apartment in Guatemala.
He's
terrifying.
He sounds like he's lubed up and flailing away.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? I mean, he's like, he's giddy.
Yes.
With the fact that Donald Trump and this resurgence of white hatred groups.
Giddy? Yeah. I say he's bubbly.
Delirious.
Out and available to people in a way that was never the case before. The truth is more easily available than any time in the last 50 or 60 years. And much of what we are producing in terms of ideas, podcasts, videos, etc., books, is...
I think they're passing the bong around there?
Why does passing that guy not have a cough button on his microphone so he can't hear him cough? We don't have that.
Yeah. Go to crabdiving.com / Amazon. Very persuasive. When I was first learning about racial reality, And I grew up.
I love these terms. They
is that
have.
A term?
They've coined these terms that
racial reality
because they can't say we hate the N-words anymore. Now they've coined other terms.
Conventional liberal, and I abandoned conventional liberalism with a great struggle and with great regret. But in those days, 30 or 40 years ago, you had to write off to obscure P.O. boxes to find subversive literature. You had to scratch around in the dusty corners of...
Yes, because it was
vile and ugly.
Because it was marginalized, because it should have been in the margins of society.
And it's still marginalized. It's still marginalized. Right. Just Al Gore.
Well, but you have the fucking
invented the internet
and fucking Fox News.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
And right wing media who will put this Jared Taylor. Now he's on a right wing nut job podcast,
but he
right
can
now.
Find his way into a forum and be treated like a person by some of these asshole xenophobes.
I'm sure he. Who knows? He hasn't been on Fox at one all point. Right. white rights advocate.
God, I went on. I found a. I'm not going to give the website because fuck them. I just typed in racial reality. That's a big term, man. Good God. I never heard of that before.
University library.
Let me guess. Brown people bad, white people good.
Yes, Pat.
To find books that had written before the Iron Curtain fell on realistic talk about race. It was a much greater effort. Today, with a few clicks of a mouse, a young white man can stumble onto a wonderfully diverse and rich selection of introductions and then even graduate courses in what it is.
A wonderfully diverse selection in white hatred is what he's about to say. A wonderfully diverse selection. He's, again, giddy. But, over the fact that you can find all of this Nazi, nationalist, white, great, black, bad material.
It's just now hitting me what you're saying. So he's saying that among all the hate speech and Nazi bullshit, white supremacists, there's so much to choose from now.
Things are looking up.
There's diversity within that sickness.
That's the kind of diversity they like.
Okay. Okay. Pack it up. I'm going to Guatemala. We got
to
go.
To be a white man today.
White.
And why?
Why?
What we are taught in school right from kindergarten is poison and must be washed out of our systems. It's never been easier for people to see the light. And that's a huge, huge thing. And we see the effects all the time.
Oh, God. He's thrilled, isn't he?
Fucking ignorant moron.
He's got his way to call all the morons together like moths to a big shit flame.
How nice. In Europe, they had a renaissance, you know? People learned to read. Right. They were enlightened. There's all this fucking art. What do we got here?
Right.
It's gross.
I'm always meeting young white guys in their 20s. Oh. Some of them in their teens.
Ooh. What?
They understand race in a thorough and consistent and well-formed way that I didn't understand until I was 35.
God, I think somebody needs to follow this guy around and see what he's doing to these white teens.
I wasn't turned into a racist until 35. God. I'm meeting all these white men who, a lot of them have shaved heads and Nazi symbols on their arms.
They hold up one hand all the time yelling German shit.
Oh, forgive me. White men. You notice how he says,
oh, yes.
White men.
I bet he's one of these German files, you know what I mean? They like the whole like Nazi looking shit.
Oh.
Think he's got one of those World War I helmets with a pokey thing, you know? A Hogan.
Circumcised?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. One of those World War I helmets. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
In the late 30s, there is a remarkable progress in that respect that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Of course, I don't want to underplay his importance.
Oh.
He is a guy who cannot be shut up.
He doesn't... A white nationalist who is apparently changing his underwear by the moment because he keeps jizz staining so much.
Eee.
The fact that everything's coming up white right now.
No, yes.
That he's pointing to Trump. Doesn't that make people, I don't know, pause?
You know what? Maybe, yeah. I mean, maybe Trump has to rethink his pandering to the white straight male idiots. I mean, maybe he's got to get a little bit more specific. Maybe it's not good enough for him to just say, oh, guys, I hate Mexicans. We shouldn't have any more Muslims in the country. You got to get specific with that shit to appeal to this lunatic. You have to be specific with your hate.
But it just proves that every dog whistle, to use that term, that that Trump says works absolutely perfectly.
Right. You're right.
And plays right into their stupid tuba music.
Where where does this dick fuck record, you think?
It doesn't sound like it sounds like he's got one of those room mics.
Oh yeah, condenser.
Instead of
you're a hack.
Instead of
get a dynamic dickhead.
Because it's really echoey, right?
Do you think does this guy monetize his hate? Is he making money off this shit?
That's what I wanted to.
Oh, I love that. What is that from?
That was the open carry guys.
Oh yeah,
in Texas were walking
brilliant
while carrying their big scary guns, and a music student was on his way somewhere, and he decided that they were idiots and deserved accompaniment.
Brilliant.
Accompaniment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just happened to play the sousaphone. So he walked behind them and provided the best music background you could have for those morons. And it was the visual was perfect because it was these two idiots, these white idiot assholes, open carrying their big guns. Look at me swinging my big 2 Second Amendment around. And then in the background, right as they're walking here,
beautiful. You know what that is?
Genius.
Kismet.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it?
And when he says, what do we need more Muslims for? Well, that becomes part of the national dialogue.
God, fuck off about race.
There's
proof.
Stop
it.
Trump doesn't say, what do we need more Muslims for?
Oh, yeah.
He says, keep them out.
Until we figure out what's going on.
Until we figure out what the hell's going on.
Oh, so this guy's thinking, oh, then he's just going to let the Muslims.
But what they hear is we don't need no more Muslims in here. We don't need no more Mexicans in here.
Yeah, we do. You know, if you could, if I was Obama, I would go to some countries and say, listen, I can't explain this. We have this subsect, this gross fucking racist section of our country. These gross fucking rednecks. We don't want them. We're going to trade them.
We're trying to trade them.
Yeah.
You're trading somebody who needs Tommy John surgery and refuses to have it.
I'll trade you Ted Kaczynski.
Who are you going
to? I'll trade you Ted Kaczynski for Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God. I just saw a story just pop up. I apologize. Two babies of different races died in hot cars. Horrible, horrible. Guess which parents were arrested. Horrible, 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 horrible.
Oh, God.
Joshua Lewis Blunt, 25, charged with second-degree murder in the death of his 8-month-old daughter, who he left in a hot car while he worked in a restaurant.
Fuck you.
His lawyer called it a tragic accident, saying Blunt got confused and thought he had dropped the child off with the grandmother.
Right.
He's been arrested, held on $250,000 bail.
Yay.
But they did release him on his own recognizance. They were kind enough down in Atlanta, or Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit,
dude.
They actually allowed him. He was allowed out on his own recognizance. 2 weeks earlier, a Mississippi mother left a child in the car while she went to work, thinking she had dropped her 2-year-old off at daycare. See, people are sleepy.
Yeah.
They're drones.
Right.
They don't know what's going on. They're in these daily routines.
They're miserable.
Oh, my God, I gotta, and they get distracted in the morning. And it's horrible. It's happened where people are just like, oh, I already dropped off the kid.
Yeah.
The kid's asleep in the back.
Right.
And they just go right on with their routine and forget.
They're busy. That's what happens when the workforce is making $7 an hour.
It's not just, you know, oh, she's dragged up or he's dragged up or they're drinking. That happens too.
Yeah.
But these cases doesn't sound like it. So the mother thought she'd left her 2-year-old at daycare. Same thing happened. Heinous. Child died.
Oh, shit.
Nothing happened with that mother.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's a couple of attorneys who are starting to look into it because they're like, wait a minute. Why was the black parent arrested?
Yes.
And charged. Hit with $250,000 bail, although somehow they found the nicitude to let him out on his own recognizance since his kid had died.
God damn it. Oh my God.
Even though he's black, we'll let him out. We'll let him out to mourn his child.
Yeah.
But the pristine white mother.
Well,
you just go on.
The difference is
it's a horrible tragedy help happen to you.
But Pat, it's easier for those people to see that pristine white mother as a person.
Oh, there's that again.
Racism.
I've been saying for 25 years, we don't need any more Muslims. But I can be ignored. The SPLC can say I'm a hate monger, and then people will ignore me. The SPLC can say all at once that Donald Trump is a hate monger, but if he is the Republican nominee, then he is in an entirely different position.
He's thrilled that the Southern Poverty Law Center, that they have enough power to say Jared Taylor's a hate monger, he's a white supremacist,
right,
and have people say, oh, okay, let's not listen to this lunatic.
Right.
But he's proud of the fact that now that the Republican Party has put Jared Taylor Light up right as their fucking probable nominee. He's thrilled about it. The Southern Poverty Law Center, those Jews, they don't have
right
the power to take on the Trump.
You don't know.
Do you think, I mean, I guess I'm going to say no. I'm going to answer my own question, but I'm just saying, aren't there people out there? Aren't there some people out there who would be like, I'm for Donald Trump, and then they would hear this and would say,
Well, nobody's taking him on. Maybe I shouldn't be. Nobody's taking him on in the way he should be attacked. It's like Donald Trump, I mean, as a xenophobic, racist, bigoted asshole, elitist. You know
some
what I mean?
Of them on his own side, though, have.
But not now, really. Not the way they should. Not the way. Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton and Bernie, they all have the moral high ground. They have the moral fucking high ground. And hopefully they're going to beat the shit out of him in the generals. But he's been handled like his little ball sack has been cupped the whole time. Because it's by these other right-wing nut jobs that have to sort of cater it to his sick fucking constituents.
That CNN interview with Cuomo, when Cuomo was like, presumptive nominee Donald Trump, has spent his first weekend as a presumptive nominee. He said he was going to be, campaign said he was going to be more presidential, but over the weekend, controversy already and some of the things that he said. And
yes,
we're lucky enough to have the candidate on the phone. Mr. Trump, thank you for being here. What do you have to say about these allegations? And it was instant. Well, I see how this is going to be already. You can't say congratulations for me winning the primaries. When? You didn't kiss my ring when the first 2 seconds on the phone. And Cuomo,
unreal,
for a second tried to defend himself. He said, I spoke with you Friday. I congratulated you on winning those primaries. This is the weekend. I did. But then it was almost like you could see Cuomo. Somebody, I think, was talking in
somebody
his
ears. Somebody got to
him. I think a suit was like, don't piss him off.
Yeah. He's a lunatic.
Because, God forbid, Donald don't call in again and our ratings don't spike.
This is a fight. We're so fucked. Everything's wrong about this election. Everything's wrong with how we handle who's in charge.
Right.
They turn the election into the fucking entertainment industry. It's gross.
And when people start thinking in those terms, well, wait a minute, are Muslims really of any use to the United States? Then the next step, of course, to say, well, are there any other groups?
Well,
right.
How can you even say that? Well, are Muslims not any good to the United States?
What the fuck is this guy talking
He's
about?
He's talking about this like it's a rational. Again, it's the Fox News rational other opinion.
Yes.
Like 50%. This should
is
be given
saying,
a 50% chance of being the rational decision, Ryan, because
it seems like he's trying to assure whoever the fuck listens to this lunatic that if all the brown people went away, the lights would still stay on in America.
They'd get brighter.
Yes.
Apparently.
It would be better.
This guy's eyes.
Oh my God!
How can you?
What a piece of shit!
How does it even? I really can't. How does it register in one's brain to say something to the effect of, "We need to think about whether Muslims are good for this country."
I don't know.
But he's about to keep going. He's about to say, now let's take a look at what other groups aren't good for this country.
Okay.
Used to the United States. Then the next step, of course, to say, are there any other groups that are of no use to the United States? What do Guatemalans, for example, bring to our country? What do Somalis bring to our country? What do Haitians bring to America? Do we really need 30 million Mexicans living in this country?
Yes! Yes! What the fuck is this guy talking about?
I think that 30 million number includes people who are legal. Like, he's just not talking. Yeah. We have, 10, 11 million illegals. So he's including even the people that are here legally. He wants them gone, too. Why do we need them?
Why do we have to think about human beings like that anyway? Why don't you refer to the Bible or something you fucking believe in where, you're supposed to be good to everybody and I don't know.
And
what a loser.
And this guy is, and people like him. Yes. I'm thrilled Donald J. Trump is going to be the nominee and possibly the president.
We are such trash.
I don't know how you couldn't look at your position and want to rethink it after hearing this shit.
This guy's a lunatic. He is mentally fucking ill.
Somalis bring to our country? What do Haitians bring to America?
Black.
Do we really need 30 million Mexicans living in this country? When you start thinking in terms of group differences, then the camel's nose is under the tent. That opens the door to all kinds.
What does the camel's nose is under the tent mean?
That's some biblical bullshit.
I've never heard that one.
Wasn't that a line in Lawrence of Arabia?
Does that mean you shouldn't let your camel start to sneak into your tent or whatever? If it sticks its nose in, it's going to come all the way in. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm
camel's nose in the tent. That's a real new one to me.
That opens the door to all kinds. Right. Then the camel's nose is under the tent.
The camel's nose is under the tent.
The camel's nose. Oh, shit. It just says camel's nose.
According to the internet machine.
Yes.
By the way, while you're looking that up, we just got a message on the Facebook. The voice of crab diving.
Yes.
Kelly the voice at Kelly Incognita on the Twitter machine is we'll have to see if we can talk to her sometime soon in the future. She's over at she said she's at Hillary's Riverside rally.
Oh, cool.
So Hillary Clinton is here in Riverside, apparently.
Oh, that's awesome. She's in Riverside.
And God. We're sorry,
so
Kelly.
Gross there.
She's really taking one for the team.
Be careful.
So there you go. The voice of crab diving over at the Hillary Clinton rally.
I'm waiting for the internet to
opens the door to all kinds of anti-orthodox subversive thinking. And so Donald Trump has played a huge role breaking down the gates of orthodoxy and making
the camel's nose is a metaphor for a situation where the permitting of a small, seemingly innocuous act will open the door for larger, clearly undesirable actions.
Okay.
Let's call it the slippery slope.
Sure. Why not?
That's exactly what it is. It's a slippery slope. It's saying one tiny little thing is going to lead to a big, giant disaster.
If we start treating Mexicans as people, then what next?
Right. So you let those brown noses come in, then the next thing you know, they're going to be all over fucking your white girls.
I would hate to see.
And so Donald Trump.
How many listeners do you think this dickhead gets? Is this a podcast you're listening to? The American Renaissance for Go Fuck Yourself,
something
USA?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
The Alt-Right Life podcast. This Alt-Right Life.
Oh, God. Okay. There's so much wrong with this. But the thing that's really wrong with it is the marketing. He's making a comment on This American Life, a show with Ira Glass of NPR fucking fame. He thinks that people are going to get that who listens to his fucking shithead podcast. He thinks a bunch of white supremacists are going to be like, hey, this alt-right life, that's a comment on This American Life with Ira fucking Glass.
5,000 likes on Facebook.
Oh, shit. Do you think those assholes?
Far less than crab diving.
Do you think these guys have heard of Ira Glass or This American Life?
Oh, they hate him. Of course they've heard of him. They've never listened to him.
Yeah.
But they know that A, Jew.
Right.
B,
Ira.
Liberal. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
C, evil media.
That's all you need.
So hate, hate, hate. Oh, my God. This is quite a page on their Facebook page.
Is it just gross?
It's a bunch of angry white people.
Who likes that? Because pages that you like or follow, other people can see that, right, on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then why the... Does no one have any shame for their fucking bigotry and hatred?
Over on Facebook page, it says, liked by this page. You know, it shows you pages that page has liked.
Crab diving?
And one of them's just blatantly in German.
Nein! Yeah. Maybe it's a
and it's something about Europe.
Oh, great. That's not creepy.
And the word Kampf.
Shit.
Kampf und Europa ist noch lange nicht vorbei.
Holy shit.
The struggle in Europe is no longer, I don't know, night.
Okay.
Whatever that means. I don't speak German. Huh. I'm just trying to piece it out.
I do not either. The only thing I know in German is silent night.
I know Scheißkopf.
Was that shit?
Shithead.
Okay. Scheißkopf!
Du bist ein Scheißkopf?
I love that.
What are you, shithead?
Yes.
That's the extent of my knowledge. Dummkopf.
What is that?
Dumbhead. That's what Dummkopf. They used to say on Hogan's Hero all the time. Right. You Dummkopf.
Yeah.
Schultz, you Dummkopf.
Feliz Navidad.
That's Spanish.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Do you know what that means?
We're gonna wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's Feliz Navidad, but the other part is...
Is what? I have no fucking idea. From the bottom of my heart. Boom.
Wait, Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad is Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And, well, felicidad is happiness.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of happy.
I know.
Has played a huge role in breaking down the gates of orthodoxy and making it possible to raise these questions in a way that they've never been raised at a level at which they've never been raised ever before.
Wait,
I'm
time out.
More
time out.
Optimistic now.
Oops, what
does that mean, breaking down the gates of orthodoxy?
He's thrilled that the Trump cannon has blasted down, from our perspective, the walls of decency. He's thrilled that now Trump is knocking down the orthodoxy and letting people see that we need to make America white again.
God, they're almost making Trump into some fucking god that is bringing their big white fucking fat salvation. I mean, really, they're turning him into a fucking deity.
Yeah, this tribalism is a big thing, man.
He's a fucking rich, elitist, white dude blowhard. That's all he is.
We're trying to evolve away from this tribalism, but God, try
harder.
Man, I mean, people.
You know who we need? Christian mime.
We need a Christian mime.
Ooh.
In fact, one more. We got a few minutes left here on the show.
Oh, shit.
If you go to our Facebook page, another... of this there's a story over at the Raw Story, rawstory.com, that is saying that the rise of Donald Trump has been a major boost to the so-called alt-right faction.
Yes.
Of America. That's what they call themselves. It's alt-right, Ryan.
God, that is so stupid.
Which means all white.
Yes. Take just make it all white. Just say what it is. Just say what it is.
This writer here at Raw Story says it's basically a reheated form of neo-Nazism that happens to include a lot of anime memes.
Oh, wow.
They call Trump alt-right's father figure, but they say the new mother figure, the new female specimen that they are worshiping over there on the right, the alt-right.
That's so dumb.
There's a quote from Andre Anglin, author of the white supremacist blog, The Daily Stormer.
The Daily Stormer.
Who says,
shit,
Taylor Swift is a pure Aryan goddess.
I've heard that. I've heard people say that about her. Is
like
it true?
Something out of classical Greek poetry, he says.
Name your favorite Greek poet.
Yeah, really. Name one, you asshole.
You fuckhead.
Name one.
Taylor Swift.
He says, Athena Reborn.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most important thing, he says. It is also an established fact that Taylor Swift is secretly a Nazi. This is according to this guy who writes on a Nazi blog.
I knew it.
It's also an established fact that Taylor Swift is secretly a Nazi and simply waiting for the time when Donald Trump makes it safe for her to come out and announce her Aryan agenda to the world.
Will there be a signal between Trump and Athena?
He thinks, quote, probably she will be betrothed to Trump's son and they will be crowned American royalty.
My God. I mean, it's just mental illness, this man. They just got some weird passion play. You know what I mean?
Racist fan fiction. I mean, it's...
It totally is. So, why don't they write in a part for Darth fucking Vader?
In their creepy, heinous world, I don't know what's going on with Taylor Swift. I've actually never heard that before. I mean, she fits blonde hair, blue eyes, tall.
I don't know. You know why you don't know shit about Taylor Swift? You're not a fucking 12-year-old. Get the fuck.
We're going to be back here tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for the hump day edition of Crab Diving, 2 to 4 p.m. live on the Western Coast, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. You can get us as a podcast after that at iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a good review, please.
Yay.
Go to crabdiving.com for this or all of the other great entertainment here on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go over to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or follow his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Haters gonna hate, 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 everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye-bye!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, at crabdiving.